So you got burned up in
out of Oceanside. Let's see, I started into town. You stop every block. Then you go out to the big turn. You look up here, is the Rosicrucians.
Uh-huh.
Right. Up on the hill.
Yeah.
And then we climb down the mountain below the Rosicrucian.
Uh-huh.
And then came way down to the bottom. And there was close to San Juan Capistrano River.
San Luis Rey.
San Luis Rey River, and we followed that along.
Okay.
And there were stops every so often, not very often, but we just climbed up there, and there was dairies and stuff along there.
Were there orange groves back then?
Not down in the bottom.
Oh.
They were further up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Orange County was covered with orange trees until tax assessor decided to tax each tree.
Oh.
Everybody just cut them down and saved on taxes.
That's terrible.
They named Orange County for all
the I remember. I remember
there
going.
There aren't any orange trees now.
Yeah, I know. They were all orange groves through there.
Yeah. Most oranges are grown in Imperial County and in Arizona, Yuma, around there.
Mm.
Then we bring them in from Brazil, like millions of them.
So were you growing the succulents back then?
Was one of the founders when I was 4 years old of the Long Beach Cactus Club.
Oh.
Mm. One of the founders.
Did he make a business from it, or is it just a hobby for him?
No, it was just a hobby. In those days, in the 30s, it was a barter system.
Mm.
It wasn't any cash for anybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was during the Depression.
He would bid for his job in the recreation department. He almost worked there for nothing, and he got to sell little kits of do-it-yourself covered wagons and scrapbooks and stuff like that. And then he had friends that bid on the stuff, so they'd all take turns so they all could make a living.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to have competitors. They were all together just like the oil companies are today.
Uh-huh.
And electric companies all tied together.
So you're in the service. You got out of the service.
Yeah.
And is that when you started in the plant business?
No, I started when I was... Mama used to give me a buck for lunch money, and I'd go down to the cafeteria, and they'd give you a little bowl of spaghetti with 3/4 of a weenie in it.
Uh-huh.
They make four cuts, and they only give you 3 for a quarter. I thought, no. I'd just go out there and sit with a bunch of guys. They're eating their food, and you want this banana? I do. I ate off them for years, sitting with the guys outside.
Uh-huh.
And Mother wondered where I ever bought a guinea pig. I said, well, I saved my lunch money. I wasn't hungry. I'd ride the bus, and right at the bus stop, there was a pet store. So I bought me a guinea pig. It was the cutest thing I ever saw. I made a little cage for it.
Uh-huh.
Went out one morning, the darn thing full of baby guinea pigs. They're all born alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So first thing you know, after many years, from I was 13 or 14, so long when I was 27 or 28, I had 300 breeders, and I was selling 12-ounce guinea pigs every week.
Wow.
And the market found out, the labs found out, the feed everybody's feeding their guinea pigs had oromycin in it. That ruined their tests.
Oh.
So they killed the whole industry.
Huh.
So I had some leftover manure, I stacked it up, and Dad said, try some of these plants he's had since he started in the 30s, but I was tiny. I stuck them in there, and man, they just took off, and I said, I'm a damn genius. So I started that in 55. That's when the guinea pig industry killed. You can probably look that up in the computer when they killed the industry. Now I see, once in a while, you see guinea pigs, they're just in the pet stores.
Yeah, they are.
Because the labs grow their own animals.
So you started planting, you're planting cactus and succulents? And
everything.
Everything?
Yeah, in my time, this has been a long time now, I've grown 35 different kinds of and genera of plants, not counting vegetables or weeds. 35 different kinds of trees. And I had the ones in the papaya family and from Hawaii, and just plants from all over the world. I had the ones from China. A friend, the neighbor was the head of ARCO Research, and he traveled the world and he'd bring me seeds. So I grew things that nobody else had, but then the fire got them.
So were you selling mail order everything out there out of your nursery at the 6 mile marker? Was that all mail order?
Oh yes, I had 600 different kinds of plants, and I had 200 customers. I had 4 or 5 different lists a year, and they were obsolete when they were sold, and I'd come out with a new list, what was available. I'd limit them, though. I wouldn't let them buy it. Everything. Everybody had to buy up to 5 of a kind, or 1 of a kind. And we did all right. 1 or 2 got mad at me, at customers, why it didn't bother me. And I had a crop failure on a plant or two. It didn't bother me. But then the fire did. It burned everything.
Yeah. So did Ruth work with you on the at the nursery? Did she do the books or shipping? Ruth, your wife.
Oh, she worked.
She worked right alongside?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she. She worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, just like me. $84 hours a piece a week.
Yeah.
I figured out we made about $5 an hour.
But you made it.
Well, we got, after paying all the bills, this is before we burned down.
Yeah.
I'd salt away $8,000 after all taxes and help pay and everything. We were doing just fine. Then the government decides to go out there and play giant firecrackers and just let it burn. Ronald Reagan was the president. Said, "Let it burn. Let Yosemite burn. Let us burn." They wouldn't let the California Division of Forestry intercept the fire on the base. So I wasn't very far off the base, and the mountain behind me just went off like a flashbulb. It picked me way up in the air, up wind coming in to catch up the fire. Have you ever seen a fire like that? Most people say they've never seen it. I'm way up in the air, and I come down, hit the ground real hard, and I didn't know I broke my feet. I'm staggering around there on dead feet, and first thing you know, the pain started coming back, and I couldn't walk. This is after about 10 days. This is in 85,
So.
And then it was area ignition. And so then, long in about not 2000, why I sent Mike, he was manager, he was chief of the volunteer fire department. I sent him some money, and he says, anybody 18 or over would like to join the fire department? I said, how about 18 times 2? Or 4, I mean. Yeah, and I'd take pictures of me and my cane, and can you hide the cane for the Yeah, it's 72. And he sent me to Palomar. I got A's. A lot of the other people didn't finish their work or dropped out. he made me captain.
Uh-huh.
So it was Mike Mancher and John Beamer and me.
Uh-huh.
And we had 32 people under me.
Wow.
I passed at 80 by I carried 40 pounds of rope on my...
Hose.
Hose on my back. I did a mile in about... I was given 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I did it about 40 minutes.
Wow, you're in good shape.
Both my feet weren't on the ground all the time. Take a hop and a skip now and then.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Oh, my best time, though, was under 9 minutes a mile with nothing on me.
Is that right?
Wow.
World record's 4 minutes.
Wow. You're in good shape.
Yeah, you've always been in good shape.
A guy saw me yesterday. Said, I'm in good shape for 95.
Yeah, you are. Your memory's still
September,
good, too.
I'll be 96.
Yeah, wow. No, your memory is sharp as a tack, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I take Aricept.
Aricept.
I can remember how to talk without Aricept. Oh. That's memory pills.
Oh, is that right? Huh.
I can't talk very well now because of the jitters.
Well, you're doing pretty good.
That's true. I can't get up unless I yell at myself. He just wants to sit here. Won't let me move.
You have to tell your legs, you got to move now.
I do. I didn't know you had to do that, but I'd stand there in one spot and okay, it's time to move.
So did you just have Craig and Lucy? Were those your only two kids?
No.
Oh.
Candy is.
Oh.
Ruth Arley, right?
Uh-huh.
Jernigan. She helps me up the most.
Oh.
And she retired from the post office here in town.
Oh.
Lucy's going to retire in September from the library here in town.
Yeah. I see her there often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know about
that. And then Craig. He's in trouble right now.